Alex, A-L-E-X, Silvas, S-I-L-V-A-S, 6722, 11990. This is a 32-year-old gentleman with history of anxiety, period. In the paragraph he presented to the office today for evaluation for his anxiety, he's had this issue since 2018, off and on. At one time, he was on a medication that started with a C, most likely Celexa, but he had no issues. His anxiety is not on a daily basis. It's not something that he has to take medications for, but when it does happen, sometimes he can last a couple of hours during the day. Family history, no diabetes, hypertension, no colon cancer, social, married, ETOH use, moderate, cigarettes, none. He's an accountant, surgery, none, medical problems, none, medications, none, COVID immunizations, upstate allergy, none, review of system as above, 150 over 80 because he's very anxious, 87, 16, 98, 99%. Heart pauses, one pause, there's two, lungs clear, abdomen soft, next to JVD, skin shows, no rash, or mucosal with hemorrhage. Number one, anxiety. Number two, palpitation. Number three, echocardiogram within normal limits. Number four, abdominal ultrasound within normal limits. Number three, next number, carotid ultrasound is within normal limits. Next number, add Inderol, 20 milligram PRN. Next number, he does have history gastroesophageal reflux, which also could be starting his anxiety. And for this reason, he's taking Nexium 20 milligram once a day, starting today. Next number, reevaluate in the next 6 months. Next number is check blood work, including testosterone and other testosterone, A1C, CBC, CMP, TSH, lipids, and B12. Thank you.